This is the School of Rocket Science's module on infection prevention and control. Podcast 1, Clean Hands, Safe Babies, the podcast where small actions save tiny lives. And today's episode is about the most powerful tool we have to protect our babies from infection. It's cheap, it's simple, and it's all too often forgotten. Yes, we're talking about hand hygiene. This isn't just a nice to have, this is war. And why does this matter? Because neonatal sepsis is one of the biggest killers of babies in Africa. Every year, about 300,000 newborns die because of sepsis in Africa. And here is the brutal truth. Most of those infections are hospital acquired. In other words, they get infected by us, the people who are supposed to help them, the doctors, the nurses, the system. We don't mean to hurt them, but when we skip hand hygiene, when we rush or forget or think it's just a quick touch, that's when the germs get their perfect ride. So how do these germs travel around? They're not just theoretical bugs. In our low-income settings, they are everywhere. They're on the door handles, they're on the desks, they're on the incubators, they're on our stethoscopes, and most definitely, they are on our hands. They are everywhere. They're in the sinks, and they're on the baby's skins. The worst offenders are the baby's nappies. Feces is absolutely full of bacteria. And when we touch any of those things and then touch a baby, even if we're wearing gloves, that is how we spread the germs from one place to another. It is easy to blame the mothers. I know we always want to blame the mothers coming from their homes with the germs. Yes, maybe occasionally that is true, but the vast majority is us. They're the germs that are living in our hospitals, in our neonatal units, and most especially on our hands. So how do we stop it? With one powerful act. Clean your hands every time and properly. We've got three main weapons: soap and water, alcohol-based hand rub, and chlorhexidine. Each one of these has its place, so let's look at them one by one. Starting off with soap and water and hand washing. This is our go-to when our hands are visibly dirty, when we can actually see dirt on our hands, if we ourselves have been to the toilet, or if we've been handling anything that has bodily fluids on, nappies, blood, vomit, feces. And we also wash our hands when we enter the unit. Soap doesn't actually kill the germs, it removes them. And so it's important that we actually have to wash our hands properly to remove all the germs. Do you know the three most frequently missed places in hand hygiene? They are the fingertips, between the fingers and the thumbs. And actually, it's our fingertips and our thumbs that touch everything. So we mustn't forget those. To wash your hands, it takes at least 40 seconds to wash properly. If you're doing it faster than that, you're not washing your hands, and germs are hiding between your fingers, on your fingertips, and are going to make babies sick and die. That's hand washing. The next one is alcohol hand rub. And the good news is this is quick and effective and quicker. But it's no good if your hands are actually dirty, if you've got dirt under the nails, or there's a bit of dirt or feces or blood on your hands, the alcohol hand rub is not going to kill the germs. And after you've used alcohol hand rub, you have to wait at least 20 seconds before your hands are decontaminated. You can't just splash them on and then touch the baby. Alcohol works by drying and by denaturing proteins and cell walls. It takes 20 seconds for it to work. It's also important to remember it doesn't kill all viruses. Some noroviruses, which are involved with gastroenteritis, some enteroviruses survive alcohol. They need hand washing with soap and water. Another option is chlorhexidine hand rub. This has its advantages and its disadvantages, just like the alcohol. It's not going to actually work if your hands are visibly dirty because the germs can hide behind the dirt or blood or whatever. And it also takes a little bit longer than alcohol. It takes maybe 40 seconds to work. But the good thing about chlorhexidine is that there's this residual protection for minutes or even hours after you use it. And so your hands become a sterile area. And that's a great thing. Chlorhexidine's a bit more expensive than alcohol, and there are also potential hypothetical concerns about resistance, so it's not encouraged to be used everywhere, but it is encouraged in high-risk areas like neonatal ICU. So if it's there, use it. Next question. When should we clean our hands? We should, as we said, we should wash our hands every time we enter the neonatal unit, and we should wash our hands whenever they are dirty. If our hands look clean, it is fine to use alcohol, hand rub, or chlorhexidine before we touch a baby and after a touch a baby. We also must decontaminate our hands before entering a cubicle and immediately after touching anything that may be contaminated. The core thing, the most important thing, is just before you touch a baby, clean your hands with either alcohol, hand rub, or chlorhexidine, and immediately after touching a baby, clean them again. Don't clean your hands and then touch your stethoscope and then touch the incubator and then touch the desk over there and then touch the baby. No, that is no good. And also, don't touch the baby and then bring your hands out and grab your phone and then go and write the notes. And then that's no good because you've now contaminated your phone and the notes. The last thing your hands touch before they touch the baby is the hand rub. And the first thing they touch after touching the baby is the hand rub. Ah, but what about gloves? Surely if we're wearing gloves, we don't need to clean our hands. Wrong! You have to clean your hands with hand rub or wash your hands before putting on gloves and after you take them off. You have to still decontaminate your hands even if you're using gloves. Okay, so we're going to do all of this. Is it going to make any difference? Yes, it is going to make a huge difference. In Ghana, they did a study just with hand hygiene and they reduced their deaths from sepsis by 73%. By 73%, it's an enormous amount. So yes, if we do this properly, it can have a big effect. But the problem with hand hygiene is that we don't do it properly. Sometimes that's because we don't have soap and water available, or we don't have the alcohol hand rub available, or we forget, or we're getting very busy and we have to rush around, or a baby needs resuscitation and everyone is panicking. We must get into the habit and the discipline of cleaning our hands every time before and every time after. And for that, we're going to need to help each other. We're going to need to remind each other. It doesn't matter if you're a cleaner, a student, or the Minister of Health. Everyone follows the same rules every time. No hierarchies, no exceptions. And when I forget, remind me. And when you forget, I'll remind you. Don't take it personally. We need to do this together. And we are going to audit our hand hygiene, and we are going to get it above 90%, because we're not going to move on to the next stage or any other intervention until our hand hygiene is above 90%. So together, we're going to do this. This is our war on Klebsiella, and it is a war that we're going to win. Thank you. On our website, you can see various resources, WHO paper, and also a diagram about how to clean your hands. But let me just run you through that, how you actually wash your hands or with hand alcohol. Firstly, palm to palm, rub them together. Now take your right hand onto the back of your left hand and rub the back of your left hand. Then your left hand to the back of your right hand and rub the back of your right hand. Now, palm to palm, fingers interlocked, and now you're rubbing between, all your fingers are going between each fingers, palm to palm. Now you do the same with one hand on the back of your other hand, the fingers going between the other fingers. You are now cleaning between your fingers. Now your thumb to your palm, your other hand, thumb to your palm. And lastly of all, put all the tips of your fingers and thumb to your palm, and then the tips of your finger and thumb to your palm. There are charts about that, but remember to do that every time. Thank you.